This is a Fox News alert. The reason for the Trump raid on Lisa Brady just unsealed the FBI affidavit used as probable cause for the raid on the former president's home in Florida. It details concern about the handling of classified records, including some mixed with other records or not properly identified after boxes of documents were turned over by the former president to the National Archives in January of this year, a year after leaving office. There was ongoing concern about additional documents at his Florida home.
The interesting thing about this is we've heard a back and forth for months that the Department of Justice and federal prosecutors and the FBI knew that these documents were in a room at Mar-a-Lago. The actual search did not happen, or raid, whatever you want to call it, did not happen till August.
Fox's David Spunt in Washington. Negotiators from the Justice Department met with Trump's team at Mar-a-Lago in June, 2 months before the raid. The affidavit says 14 of the 15 boxes recovered from the Florida estate earlier in the year contained documents with classification markings, including some that appeared to contain national defense information. Trump has argued in part that he had ordered documents to be declassified. Stocks are tumbling after the Fed chief's warning of pain for some, with more interest rate hikes coming despite some better news on inflation.
While the lower inflation readings for July are certainly welcome, a single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down.
Fed Chair Jay Powell at an annual forum in Wyoming as a report on consumer prices showed a 6.3% increase in July year over year, a half point less than June's annual increase. Right now, the Dow is down 630 points on renewed concern about the Fed's strategy. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Recapping our top story, more insights about the FBI raid on the former president's estate in Florida after the unsealing of a now redacted version of the affidavit, the FBI document that was used essentially as probable cause for that search. It details essentially concern, ongoing concern, about the handling of classified records. The White House hosting a meeting on abortion rights with state and local elected officials singled out for their efforts to counter the Supreme Court's decision on overturning Roe versus Wade.
I think the American people realize this is just beyond the pale. It goes too far.
President Biden dropping into that meeting and reiterating his push for making abortion rights federal law. The administration also sending a letter to governors arguing that current federal rules can trump state law if an abortion is needed to help save a woman's life. The EPA is labeling certain chemicals hazardous substances.
The Environmental Protection Agency is designating two chemicals that are in the forever chemical PFAS family as hazardous substances, which means if they're found at a certain quantity, it'd have to be reported to federal or state officials. The designation is under an environmental rule known as the Superfund Law. These chemicals are called forever chemicals because they don't degrade and can accumulate in the environment as well as the human body. They're considered toxic. PFAS were used in things like firefighting foam and nonstick cookware. And while this class of PFAS has been phased out, they don't degrade. And there are still more modern PFAS in use that environmental groups say Congress needs to act on. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A court fight over COVID vaccines. Moderna is now suing Pfizer and BioNTech, accusing the rivals of copying Moderna's technology, infringing on its patents to make their own COVID vaccines. A Pfizer spokeswoman vowing a vigorous defense. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.